Joel Corey, former sports agent, now works for CBSSports.com. He'll join us coming up in just about 35 minutes. He'll give great insight as to the latest on Terry McLaurin, Trey Hendrickson, and more, so you don't want to miss that. Taking your calls now at 800-636-1067. Are you in a bit of a panic when you heard the latest from Adam Schefter yesterday on Pat McAfee when he was saying that the McLaurin camp is seeking significantly more than the DK Metcalf deal, which averages $33 million per year?
Here's why I'm not panicking, because he's here.
Yeah.
Now, if he turned around and said, you know what, we haven't, I came here in good faith, mm-hmm. and they're just not making any headway, I'm going to go home, then I would panic.
Right.
But as long as he's here, I'm not going to panic. Eventually, he's going to play, and whatever happens, happens. But I do not think they're any closer. I actually now am willing to predict either a trade request or he just has to play out the season under this current contract.
That's the way I see right now. The trade request should make you panic a little bit.
I just don't think they would. I just think they won't honor it because I think they want him. They have him under contract. And they kind of have him by the balls, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because they know he's smart enough to not sit out a year or sit out half the year. That's just stupid. It would just hurt his career. So,
yeah, it wouldn't be great at this point with him almost 30.
Yeah, so they're gonna be tough business people, and it is what it is. I think he'll give it his all. I don't think Terry will half-ass it, but yeah, I don't see a long-term future right now.
Yeah, it looks.
I don't see a long-term future
right now. Looks kind of bleak.
Looks kind of bleak
as far as him signing, you know, a 2 or 3 year extension.
Yeah. I think they're far, far away. All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. I'm not panicked because he's here, and I think he'll play. But if he wasn't here, I'd be in a full-blown panic. Like if he was like Trey Hendrickson.
Right, like if he went back to Indianapolis, yeah, where he's from.
Right.
Just that I'm not hanging out in Ashburn any longer.
Let's go to Charlie in Arlington. Charlie, what's up?
Yeah, EB, you know, you said to Kevin Sheehan the other day, you didn't like that the team picked this fight with Terry. You know, that's
of all people,
Terry and his reps, you know, they picked the fight with the team, and you know, they felt like they had the upper hand. He balled out last year.
Yeah.
He's a model citizen. Everybody loves him. But you know, from AP's chair, they've already got Terry for 3 years and $90 million, but they can make that deal 1 year at a time via the franchise tag. So there's no incentive for him to do that. You know, my question for the Junks and for the producers, if there was a salary cap for the program, you know, not just the four junkies, but the producers and everybody behind the scenes, you know, would there be somebody that you'd say, that's our Terry McLaurin, the, you know, this guy's the heart and soul of the team, you know, just pay him what he's worth and then figure it out later?
No, we're all the same. We're all the same.
No, I know that's not how your show works, but, you know, if it worked like the Commanders do and you had to figure it all out over time and everybody's up at a different time, would you be okay sort of saying, I don't know, it might cost me my money later, but just pay Drab. He's the heart and soul.
Drab would be behind this movement. Yeah. Look at this guy.
Come on. We trade him to Grant and Danny.
In almost a 30-year history of the show, there have been various kind of wacky suggestions. I remember one time at some point, basically, essentially wanted to break us up.
They wanted to split us up.
Yeah, like half of us do mornings, half of us do afternoons.
Different day parts.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they've come up with a lot of wacky ideas, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Chris in D.C. Chris, what's up?
What do you guys think about a female perspective on the show?
Yeah.
That was floated.
That didn't go over very well. Chris, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, we're good.
Good. I think from a business perspective, you already got him locked in for one more year.
Yep.
And I mean, I understand that, you know, I'm kind of 50-50 because I was one of those ones that said, well, he was a heart and soul, paid a man. But literally, when you're talking about millions of dollars of somebody else's money, we easily say what we can do with somebody else's money. And when it comes down to Terry, just play it out, even if you have to, and get franchised. And if you put up big numbers, whether they trade you get a better worth or they give you a better worth, even as one of the commanders at the end of the year. But right now, you already signed into that contract for a year, so I wouldn't be pouting to the point of, you know, not playing or underperforming.
No, he's going to play. I think when you look at the history of guys that sit out a year or whatever, it rarely, if ever. I can remember, like, for Riggins, it seemed to work.
But it's been a long time.
But, like, Le'Veon Bell, like, he was never the same when he sat out that year.
It just doesn't make any sense.
I don't think Buddy Baker is advising him to sit out a year.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to play. If you had another year on the contract, if you had another year on the contract with a person and they say, well, now I need a raise now, you know, from the perspective of the monies that you spend, would you do it?
Yeah. No, I understand. I understand what you're saying.
He's trying to use his leverage. He had a great season.
And it's kind of him. And it's not unusual for guys in his position going into the last year of their deal to try to renegotiate. It's not unusual.
Yeah, well, thanks for taking my call, guys. All right, take care.
All right,
but I'm sure from
thank you, Chris.
Employer perspective, you'd be frustrated. You're like, you're under contract.
Yeah, but they also understand it's kind of the deal in the league.
Yeah. I understand that.
I mean, the Broncos didn't say that.
Yeah. Let's go to Mo.
You want to keep your guys. You want to keep them. I mean, the Cortland Sutton's their number one receiver. Mm-hmm. They didn't say player last year out.
You want him for the development of Bo Nix, just like you want Terry there for the continued development of Jaden Daniels.
Correct.
Mo, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm not really panicked because I kind of foresaw us being here several weeks ago. Personally, I felt like it was a year thing with regards to how many years they were offering him, but I don't put too much credence in what Schefter said, because if we look back to how this organization has moved, they've been locked tight. And his words be more speculation than him even willing to say, I have sources that are telling me this. So, character of Terry, I don't even think his number is that high. But I do understand in a negotiation process, you do ask for more than what you're willing to receive. So if he's asking for maybe 33, and they were starting off at 26 and they land at 30, then I totally understand the process. But I'm not putting too much weight on what I'm hearing from Schefter, because, you know, if you look at the language of the clip, it seems more like speculation than anything. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, I think you can replay at least part of it. I think Schefter at the beginning of it, he says, I think Terry is seeking this or something close to that.
But Schefter talks to people.
Yeah,
he's very educated.
He's super plugged in.
But I would actually disagree with Mo and think this may be Adam Peters' first real public negotiation. Because think about it. Terry threw Adam and the organization under the bus at Eastern Motors, right?
Right.
Saying they haven't even talked about it, okay? Then all of a sudden you're holding out. Then you hold in when you have your first training camp at that's public, and you have Jaden and every single person screaming Terry, pay the man, and everything while you're out there on the field, right, making a whole hoopla about it. I think this is Adam's way of saying, hey, here's our side of the story, here's how much he came to the table with, or his agent came to the table with, and it's not something we're willing to pay. It's an outrageous number. And I think he may have told Adam what the number was, and Adam's just kind of is going with it.
I don't doubt that they're leaking a little bit.
Like this is Adam's first real leak and first real negotiation out in the open. While Terry's done it probably weeks beforehand.
Oh yeah, for sure, Buddy Baker's been
like because Adam's getting painted as the bad guy, right?
Right, the guy who's unwilling to sign. You know, a team favorite.
I mean, at this point, Adam is the bad guy,
right?
And it's all because of the story that Terry's spinning. And Adam needs to put his story out there and say, hey, you know, Terry and his agent are being a little unreasonable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he just doesn't talk about it.
For sure. Let's go to...
But he doesn't want to piss off the player.
Yeah.
So it doesn't serve him to do what you're saying. It serves him to just eat it.
Who?
Adam Peters.
Yeah.
I think Quinn handled it perfectly in all of these press conferences. He's been very deferential towards Terry the player and Terry the person.
But
I'm saying is I think they're handling it right.
Dan's not negotiating the contract. Adam is.
Adam may not either. He's got somebody that's underneath him.
The GM's not negotiating the contract that...
From what I've read, there's somebody else that's the negotiator.
Well, then what's the point of having Adam Peters on staff if he's not negotiating the contract?
General manager. He sets the parameters.
I would think somebody he's part of it. He's got to be part of it.
Somebody else is maybe gutting it out.
Yeah, maybe he's not. I
think you're thinking about a cap specialist that's telling them, you know, how liquid they are for the season, and then here's your contingency money that you have just in case. But I think Adam Peters is doing the negotiating, not an underling.
I'm not sure.
I've read differently that there is a negotiator.
You might be right, Matt, but I'm not sure. Actually, I'm not sure.
You think an underling of Adam Peters is doing this negotiation?
I didn't say it was an underling. I'm saying somebody that specializes in negotiating, like lawyer.
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't want to speculate because I just don't know. I think it's got pretty specialized these days. Let's go to Steve in Annapolis. Steve, what's up? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, Junks. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah,
what's up? Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm panicked. I'm definitely worried in the sense that this has obviously just become the biggest and lone distraction. And to have it happen to Terry, of all people, is what's worrisome. But ultimately, I think it gets done. You know, I don't think...
What do you think will happen?
I think Terry's side is going to be the one that's going to have to budge for the sole fact that I don't know how you...
They're going to have to more than budge. Absolute... They're going to have to cave.
Yeah, but again, I mean, we're all speculating, right? I mean, to a certain yes. extent, we don't know the figures. We don't know...
No. We have no idea.
We don't know.
I have a feeling Schefter has an idea.
Yeah, but he didn't give numbers.
I don't know how you go through the quarterback gauntlet that Terry has had and then get a taste of what it feels like to have Jaden Daniels just dropping dimes in your bread mm-hmm. basket and say, mm-hmm. you know what, I'll test the market and I'll go have some Joe Schmo throw me balls yeah. again that are 4 yards over my head. Yeah, like, I don't think Terry's the kind of guy that's going to overlook what it's like to have. Yeah, yeah exactly. Yeah. And I think he's willing to take a hit to be catching absolute dimes in primetime games.
He wants to play with Jaden Daniels. There's no doubt about that. But it doesn't sound like he's willing to give any sort of discount. Is kind of the way you're framing it.
I respect him for standing on business and trying to get what he deserves. But at the end of the day, I think Commanders hold the cards, and they one of the sides is going to have to budge more than the others. And unfortunately, I think it's going to be Terry's. But you know, it's not like he's going to be
asking for change anytime soon.
He's going to be just fine.
Steve, hold on.
I'm sorry.
Does Steve think that Terry McLaurin wouldn't catch balls from Justin Herbert for $5 million more or Geno Smith for $5 million more a year?
Of course he would. These guys are mercenaries. They go where the money is. They go where they get paid the most.
Somebody told me that he has looked at he's thought of other teams he would play for.
Right.
You know, which is, I mean, obviously, if you're in that situation, you probably go down that rabbit hole.
Another thing
I'm sure there's teams that he would play for. Doesn't mean they would trade him there.
Maybe Buddy Baker is a little bit of a clown as his agent. You have to factor that in.
Could be.
I mean, Terry McLaurin is by far his most high-profile client.
Yeah.
How many of these big negotiations has he been involved with? Probably not a lot.
Yeah.
Like, at some point, if you're Terry and the deal isn't getting done.
Oh, it's definitely his biggest.
And I understand that this is his guy. It's been his representative since he's been in the league. Maybe Terry has to sit down with his wife and his other inner circle outside of his agent and say, is this agent really doing right by me, having me in this situation? It's a factor. It's something he has to consider. The fact that he's holding in, doesn't have a deal.
Terry's pretty loyal, though. I
know he's loyal.
That's his guy.
It's his guy. I know. I hear you, Cakes. I hear exactly what you're saying.
It's at least something you have to consider. Like, it's a factor.
He's not going to fire Buddy Baker and hire somebody else.
According to Commanders.com, Brandon Sosna is the Senior Vice President of Football Operations. In his role as Senior Vice President of Football Operations, he is the club's lead contract negotiator.
I know, but you...
I understand he's underneath him, but he is the one doing the day-to-day dealings with Buddy Baker.
Do you think Adam Peters doesn't have a hand in this
negotiation? I didn't say he didn't have a hand. I just said he wasn't
the
chief negotiator.
He's maybe not the one face-to-face with all this.
Who knows?
So
Adam Peters is definitely involved, but is he doing the math dollar for dollar? Probably not. It's probably this guy.
He may not be the one that's...
He probably tells this guy, all right, this is what we're willing to offer.
Of course.
You get the deal done, and then that guy gets it done.
Cakes Peters, I would acquiesce to a math guy. I would let the math guy do all the number crunching and give me bullet points.
You're talking about huge amounts of money, huge negotiations. Adam Peters didn't come up in like the school of negotiation. He came up in scouting.
Mm-hmm.
He came up in player evaluation. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't think it matters because, you know, I'm sure the negotiator and Peters are on the same page.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they are.
They're in lockstep.
Yeah. It doesn't even really matter.
Everybody's dug in. Everybody's firmly entrenched in their sides and their positions.
Not feeling good about a deal being done for winning my bet tomorrow.
I'm not feeling good
about August. What did I say? August 3rd or 8th?
Not looking good for you either.
I'm not looking.
I'm almost willing to bet that he plays out this contract. I'm almost willing to bet it today.
I would still.
Because it seems could more be the likely case. Than
I would
ever.
Still. I would still bet against that.
But he would have to cave immensely.
Well, we don't know what the numbers are.
Yeah.
I just think that there's no reason for the team to cave.
You're right, but so they're not. I still think they can get something done.
Yeah.
All right. They're not even to August yet. Still a lot of time.
Don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, Joel Corey, former sports agent. He will join us and help us break down even more the latest in the Terry McLaurin contract saga with the Washington Commanders.